Kia ora and welcome to Meet the Newbies. After the 2017 general election happened, a lot of new MPs entered Parliament for the first time. However, many of these new MPs may not be well known outside of their electorates. To try and change this, I decided to do a podcast, meeting with one of the new MPs each time. This gives us a chance to get to know our new lawmakers and gives them the chance to show who they are to the public. Today, we are talking to Mark Patterson, a NZ First List MP from the Clutha Southland electorate, who only recently switched sides from National to NZ First. Let's find out about him.
How are you going today, Mark?
Yeah, good, thank you, Dan.
So, questions. How would you describe yourself in a sentence?
Well, I'm rural, that's my background, and I'm egalitarian. Maybe a couple of things that I describe myself as.
What is your background?
I'm a farmer, a sheep and beef farmer. I farm at Lawrence, which is in South Otago. I'm originally from Canterbury, where I was brought up on the family farm there, and have basically worked on farms all my life or in rural servicing companies, a little bit of travelling, but a career farmer.
Who is your greatest hero, your greatest inspiration?
Oh, I guess my father, certainly in a personal sense. Are you talking about...
Just anyone, really.
Well, obviously, in New Zealand First perspective, obviously Winston Peters is someone I really look up to. He's someone that's been courageous and has stood up often for minority causes and little guys. Sometimes, I mean, the Pike River thing's probably a classic example of that at the moment. And, you know, when a lot of people were walking away from that, he stepped up and took up their cause. I have some regard for Bill English as well. He was their local MP in Clutha South, and I had some contact with him and found him to be a thoroughly decent guy and the way he interacted with his constituents. And probably another one politically I actually really like is Barnaby Joyce, the Australian Deputy Prime Minister.
Although he's now a Kiwi.
Yeah, so I was delighted about that. I kind of like his style. I mean, I think he's the sort of style that I would see myself possibly wanting to emulate, and that he represents that same sort of constituency that I will be doing as well.
When did you realise you wanted to get into politics?
It sort of just evolved. I got involved with, I was involved with the National Party just at a low level. Bill English used to come around to our local town in Lawrence on a yearly basis, and I'd go along, listen to him, and ended up organising the meetings and becoming a member and that side of things. But my actual politics, I got involved with organising the red meat sector, or reform of the red meat sector, a group called Meat Industry Excellence, and through that we were rallying farmers up and down the country, but we were coming here to Parliament to lobby the ministers, and you know, I got quite frustrated with that, a bit of apathy, lack of urgency. That's when I started to look at getting more personally involved.
Why did you switch from the Nats to NZ First?
Oh, well, it was through that process. I started that process as a member of the National Party, got frustrated coming up here and the lack of action, and then part of it, we ended up then, I was one of the farmers that ended up pushing back against the Shanghai Meiling takeover of Silver Fern Farms, and through that, New Zealand First got involved in that as well, so that's when my direct involvement with New Zealand First around the margins, and we started to discuss the possibility of maybe standing election.
If you could have one ministry, what would it be?
Primary industries.
What would you march on the streets for?
I think sovereignty, really. That's a big one for New Zealand First. We support, you know, we obviously have a sort of a more nationalistic view of the world and New Zealand having an independent place in that. So that would be the issue that would most stir me up.
What changes to New Zealand law do you hope to make during this term?
Again, I think foreign ownership farmland, key strategic assets, is one that I've been quite vocal about during my election campaign. I'd like to see young New Zealanders have more access to those things rather than have those assets be on an open international market.
What is your dream for New Zealand? What's the ideal world scenario?
An independent foreign policy where we, you know, we stand by our principles. That's a core fundamental for me. And obviously a prosperous economy based on, you know, a good diverse economy, but obviously within my space of primary industries, I'd like to see that thriving and doing so within an environmental footprint that's acceptable to everyone.
What's the biggest priority?
Well, it's difficult to, you come in here looking for, to make a range of changes, I think. I'm a very big fan of what the Irish have done with their, there's a model called Origin Green, which is adding value to their food and beverage sector and doing so in a way that commits to cleaning up their environment. So I think if there was one thing I could do would be to bring a version of that model to New Zealand.
How do you feel about being placed on the party's list above current MPs for the 51st Parliament, like Mahesh Bindra and Richard Prosser?
Oh, that was difficult because I respect those guys and what they've done, and they obviously would have been pretty keen to carry that on. Rhea Bond down south, who I work quite closely with, I was very disappointed to see that she didn't make it back in. She'd been doing a good job down there in the social services, and we balanced things out quite nicely. We had different strengths and areas we're involved in. So that was hard, but, you know, this is politics and you take your opportunities. I wanted to come in and try to make a difference, to be cliched. So, you know, I was never going to turn down that opportunity. And, you know, the day will come down the line where, you know, I'll be the one that's shunted down either internally on the list or by electors. So it's just a reality of this game, I think.
Just going to move on to some conscience issues. Cannabis legalisation and decriminalisation.
Medicinal, not recreation.
Retention of the Māori seats.
Our policy is to have a referendum on the continuation of the Māori seats. And given I'm not Māori, I probably struggle a little bit with that one in terms of how I feel about it. But, you know, I support the party position on that, basically, which is the referendum.
So, I mean, how would you vote in a referendum?
I would want to hear that we're fundamentally against race-based policy, so I support that. Although, having said that, I mean, I think there is some value in New Zealand. You know, I think when you're looking at some of the foreign influences that we have, and there's some protections in seats as well, I think, constitutionally for New Zealand. So I see both sides of it, but so I'm happy to support the party position.
Do you support the firm deployment of New Zealand troops in places like Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yes, if they're making a measurable difference. I think if they're just there, you know, propping up a sort of a status quo that doesn't have any future, then, you know, I think we'd have to seriously question that. I support New Zealand having an active role in foreign relations.
There's currently 120 MPs in the House of Representatives. Do you think that number should be raised, lowered, or is it solid how it is?
Pretty early for me to tell. My instinct is that I would think it's probably about right. I know the workload that these guys take on, and coming from Clutha Southland, actually, is massive electorate. So the electorate MP there, Hamish Walker, will have his work cut out, and I hope to be involved there as well. But if those electorates got even bigger, that's going to, especially the rural electorates, I think that'll be hard for members to really do justice to that. The number of list MPs maybe could be reduced around that. But, you know, I know how hard these guys work, and I think the standard of democracy, you know, the extra funding that you might save by cutting it back by 20 is probably around the margins compared to the quality of the democracy that you're trying to governance.
You just mentioned cutting back list MPs. You're a list MP. Would you be willing to be part of that cutback?
Well, I think I've just said that I think the balance is about right. But
you did mention cutting back the number of list MPs.
Yeah, I did. That's something that we've looked at putting a referendum forward, but I'd like to see a little bit more detail around that. I think that from what I know from my colleagues here, they work incredibly hard as list MPs, and in many cases it's actually harder because you're not tied to one area. You're actually within your portfolio, you're all around the country. So that's a huge commitment, and I think lessening the number of list MPs probably doesn't help the quality of the governance, because you're just stretching those people way too thin to make a proper job of what they're doing.
But you just mentioned reducing them, and now you're not against reducing them?
No, I think I said at the start that I think it's about right where it is, but there is other people, and including New Zealand First, that have called for a referendum on that. So
okay, Would you support assisted dying?
Yes.
New Zealand becoming a republic, is that something you would go for?
No.
If you're trapped on a desert island with an MP from an opposing party, who would you go for?
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, I'm so new here that I don't really know the other MPs particularly well. We've been in an induction course, so we've got to know them a little bit around the margins, but to make a call like that, I think everyone's been pretty friendly. Jamie Strange from Hamilton, he's been really friendly and generous, and I had my wife and children here last week and we had some interaction around that, but apart from Jamie, I wouldn't, and Hamish Walker, of course, who I campaigned against, but then those, it might be quite tense on the desert island if I was on there with Hamish, because we'd be competing all the time, so.
Finally, is there anything else that you want to say? Is there anything that I haven't covered?
Well, no, it's been a really good array of questions. The only thing I'd say, you know, I guess you're playing this to a younger demographic, and maybe that's one thing that we're really struggling with, is to try to get young people engaged in politics, and politics really matters. It matters to everyone, and I guess people like you and I that may be interested in it understand that, but it's getting that wider message out to your peers that, you know, and hopefully this is something you've seen too, that we're just normal, everyday people that happen to be in a responsible position, but we're just normal, everyday people, and I think we're not, you know, so people need to engage with it. It's really important. It's not necessarily as boring as maybe what people think it is, but so, yeah, well done for doing this project, wherever it ends up. I think it's a great thing, and I'm happy to support it my little small way. Thanks, Dan.
All right, that's been Mark Patterson, NZ First List MP for Cliff Southland. Thank you for listening.